Oh my gosh. I'm in the pickup line and I have my new Quake in. It's a dual vibrator that vibes the G-spot and the clit from Lovin's. And I put it in and left the house without hooking it up first. Well, it wanted the firmware upgrade and it shut off. And now I'm sitting here aching. And I'm not really in a position where I can just reach down there and turn it back on. So I'm in the parent pickup line. It's been a long time since I did one of those audios. So it's funny, my phone, the program I'm using to record, will name the title of the audio based on the location. And there's a Jiffy Lube across the street from the school. So it's saying Jiffy Lube. That's funny. Oh gosh. I'm just squeezing it right now. I have a lot of new followers. Thank you guys for following me and all the comments. I love them. I will respond to them. Life's just busy. Oh gosh. Oh gosh. Even if it's not vibing, it still feels so good. I feel so full right now. I had it on, like I turned it on and walked out of the house, and my friend had taken me to my house because we went shopping and I had a bunch of stuff, and I was like, "Will you just run me by the house?" And I knew my toy was in the mail. And so I checked the mail. So when I was coming out of the house, I had it on and I was like, "Whew, this is nice." I don't think I'm going to be able to like have it actually on when I'm around people though, because it felt really good and I didn't even have it, like I had just turned it on. I don't even think I think just the G-spot one was vibing. So the only, like, I've never stimulated both in public. And when I stimulate both at home, waterworks happen. So I, am probably not gonna be able to, like, I'll have to cut the Bluetooth, like I'll use it, but like I'll have to cut the Bluetooth before I make it to that point, or I'm gonna look like I pissed myself in public. So I can't wait to let someone control it for the first time. I'll probably, I can make a pattern now with the two different, the blue and the pink vibrator. That'll be fun. I have, a couple patterns that my dommy, is pretty good with. Rain. Oh, I really wish. Oh, just leaked a little bit. I need to stop clenching down on it. Oh, it feels so good. I'm so wet. Oh, I'm so fucking wet. charge it. So it'll update. Just be like sitting on a cock right now and just squeezing, just clenching down. Oh my gosh, it fits so good. I was kind of worried about it's flexible, but I'm still just worried about it not working with me, right? Not fitting right. I have nothing to worry about. It's so good. Oh. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I did a script fill, the patient and the doctor, and, I woke up this morning at, like, 2 or 3 a.m., and I saw the script, and it had only been posted for, like, half an hour, and, I was like, damn, I like this, it's kind of hot. And, I was like, I don't know when I'm going to get to fill this. So I shut the bedroom door, went in my walk-in closet, shut that door. And I have a little area set up in the corner, with a table and a chair. And so I sat down and I recorded it. And then when I was done, I got back in bed and got my toys out and I came so hard. Oh gosh. And then I slept like a baby. Oh gosh. This is torture right now. I am just a wet mess. I'm so wet down there just from clenching and squirming. Oh gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So top of it is sitting on my clit, so if I move just a little bit, oh fuck, I'm trying to be inconspicuous. Oh man. Oh yes. Oh gosh. In the car in front of me. She's probably knows exactly what I'm doing. Oh gosh, yeah, that's it. Fuck, it's not even on. It feels so good. Oh yes. Oh gosh. All right, y'all. I'm gonna have to stop, or I'm gonna gonna get caught. I'll record something later and finish up. I'll definitely record the first time I use this, so, and actually have it on. So, ta-ta for now.